brothers.
I made a mistake, but I found out I was right. Wrong.
Somebody made a mistake. All right, let's see here.
Can we get another technician in here?
Can we get somebody who knows what they're doing?
Well,
because it's obviously not this guy.
Well, we are here on a nice cool weekend in the great state of Texas.
Great state.
We're at Studio 503, pre-recorded.
Press like and subscribe.
Yes. And
and comment.
Hopefully we can, hopefully we're entertaining as well. So if not, if it's
we
not
entertain
anything, we're
each
gonna
other.
Be, it'll be inappropriate for sure.
No, guaranteed.
We may not even know what the hell we're talking about.
I'm not inappropriate.
I am.
But,
you're sitting so far away, so I can't grab you.
I'm out appropriate.
Out appropriate? Okay.
That's what I am. All right. I'm still working on levels here. Sorry, guys. Y'all keep talking. Y'all keep talking.
So, let's see. Where do we want to? Where do we want to kick this off at? You want to?
All right. Wanna... So we talked last night a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Sent you guys a little brotherly love text message that hey, take a look at this. And what we took a look at was Roseanne Barr's interview with Tina Peterson.
Correct.
Tina Peterson. And some guy named Juan wanted to remain anonymous.
Juan Saban.
And he offered absolutely nothing to the conversation.
It's because Roseanne kept cutting him off.
I think he did.
She did. She said, you shut up, you talk too much.
Well, and she did that. Everything he was putting in there was all like, okay, trying to parallel it to biblical.
Yeah, he was quoting a lot of scripture. Yeah.
So that's,
which is fine.
Which, that's what he was doing.
So he's an evangelical, but okay.
Yeah. So I watched it and watched the whole thing. I was wondering when something like this was going to come out, you know.
I'm surprised Alphabet and Google let it play and they didn't immediately just quash it.
Yeah. And I mean, and the fact that,
but here's the thing though, guys, I mean, since day one, we've heard the election was stolen.
We know it was stolen.
It was stolen. We
know it. We watched the guy in the mail truck pull up with a Samsonite.
Here's the thing.
Right.
I'm going to be a bit of a devil's advocate in all of this.
No, you're going to be a troll.
I'm
going to
be a bit of a troll in all of this. So as we're having the conversation, I'm going to jump in there and say my Duane Reade nonsense. Now, understand, I believe there was a lot of discrepancies going on. Abso-freaking-lutely. I believe
was
that.
This
and
the
I
Al-
don't believe that Joe Biden truly,
he didn't
truly,
win.
Truly won the vote.
Not 88 million votes.
He
no.
got the electoral votes. You can't deny that.
Well, yeah, you can.
No, you
well,
can't.
And
because you got them.
Because
okay, listen.
Yes, I understand all the.
There's a second and third order effect out of all this chicanery.
But you can win an
election without
winning the popular vote.
This isn't dimple chads. This isn't all the previous knuckleheadery that's been going on. If that's a word,
it is today.
It is today. Good job, Tom.
But the nonsense and the deep state didn't even give a flying fuck. They blatantly did whatever they did because they wanted to,
right.
And they're continuing to do it. So it's bizarro world. And
but what's so interesting about this is the fact that this one person got all this information and proof.
All of a sudden,
it's
we've got physical.
We have proof. We have images. We have
she's,
the first and
she's
after.
The one lady that's being famous for doing it. She is not the only one.
Well,
there have been events that have taken place that were specific to pwn-to-own type activities, and pwn-to-own is a hacking competition where they give you a laptop or they give you a device, they give you something, and then they give you X amount of time to hack it. And people do it all the time. If you want to look it up, it's Pondo and spelled with the number 2.
So you're saying
the voting machine as an item that's to be hacked or is hackable has been done, and it was done several years prior to the election. And not only that, it's that the IC itself chose those vendors to push their machines out because they're hinky to begin with.
Well, here's the thing. Is
and
this,
they're supposed to be air gap.
Here's the
so
thing.
So if somebody says wireless,
is all of
they're
this,
wrong to begin with.
Is all of this what Tina Peters, right? Yeah. All of this information that
Peters
she got.
Peters, whatever. Yeah.
Peters
and Peterson.
Peters.
Sharon Peters.
All right.
What?
Hey.
Sorry.
So, but the
allegedly,
thing is,
we're just
here's,
agreeing
here,
with
here's
you.
The thing is, all of this came during and post election time in terms of like, this is what's happening in the moment. And I get what you're saying. Prior to, they can do all this and
yeah, they proved it.
Right. They proved it. But this is.
They proved that it can be done.
They proved that it can be done. And then they have the evidence
that
showing that it was
it.
Done.
Her biggest claim to fame is she kept getting thrown in jail, and she kept getting
beat
up.
She got thrown in jail.
That was the biggest thing.
Regardless of all of that stuff.
Well, Lindell is another one. He's still got an ongoing lawsuit against Dominion.
I know.
But regardless of all of that, everybody's saying, yes, we had
election fraud
going on.
But now what are you
going
to fucking do about it? What are you going to do about it?
Nobody is proving
it. Here's the dirty diaper. What are you going to do about it? Nobody's willing to pick it up and put it in the trash.
All right. Look, let me. Okay,
I told
here we
you
go.
I was blackpilled.
No.
I caveated that going in. This is just going to fire me up like nobody. I'm gonna.
All right, listen to me.
I can't. Back not.
In
the
70s,
room.
Back in the 70s, right? There was this dude on a horseback with a camera, right? And he's in a somewhere in the Great White, not the Great White North,
racist.
But in Northern California, that area up there, and he's riding on a horse, right? And he's got a video camera out, and he captures video of Bigfoot. It is questionably undisputable. It's allegedly
undisputable
Bigfoot. And so now, okay, we've got this proof that there's a Bigfoot, but where is Bigfoot?
We have the Pacific
Northwest. We have no poop. We have no actual fur from the Bigfoot. We have no corpses. We have no bones. We have nothing. We have sounds in the night. We have things that go bump in the night, and we have people saying, "Oh, there is a Bigfoot. I've seen it. I know it. It's true." And we all believe it. Yes, there's a Bigfoot. We believe there's a Bigfoot, but there's no freaking proof.
UFOs, the Bermuda
UFOs,
Triangle.
Loch Ness Monster, yada, the Chupacabra. Take your
this
pick.
Voting shenanigans. It was captured. People have the boxes. They had Samsonite cases, lined multiple witnesses, even though eyewitnesses are usually the worst form of evidentiary capture.
But. Yeah, and all I'm saying is, if this is all true, and I don't deny it, I believe there's some discrepancies, and I don't believe that Biden truly won the election, but there is no visible proof that has been shown. Yes, we've got stuff that's been captured on camera, just like Bigfoot.
And they're talking
and the Loch Ness Monster and aliens. And we've seen the UFOs.
And I followed the Arizona with Carrie Lake and that whatever that current hack governor they have, you know, there's no way that that governor got all of those votes. Because, I mean, for the state of Arizona, there's absolutely no way. And that was one of the biggest things is it was the voting machines, and they were intentionally shutting down areas because it's like, oh, we're having problems and forcing people where they, you know, it's like they're overturning votes here, allegedly, and then they're shutting down machines here. And that's not allegedly. They were shutting them down, saying that they were problems. And they couldn't process.
Yeah, because they couldn't manipulate the data.
Right.
But they all I'm saying is,
oh, but they can.
I'm on the same page with you boys. All right.
Not only can they, they have proven. The lady kept talking about the .SHA files. What that is a checksum. It's a digital representation that proves the integrity of that file. So if you alter that file, even by taking a period out, the checksum changes.
Right.
So its integrity is not only called into question, it's invalidated. There have been lots and lots and lots of college-age and high school kids that proved that they can write changes to the code that if, let's just, this is an example. For every 5 votes, 1 gets flipped. So the machine counts 1, 2, 3, 4, flip. 1, 2, 3, 4, flip. 1, 2, 3, 4, flip. Flip for who? Well, it doesn't matter for who. It's the fact that you prove that you can flip that bit.
Right.
The management systems can magnify that by not just one area. They can make it look close. They can make it look far. They can make it look like somebody squeaked by. It's been proven that the software is fallible. You can jack with it a bunch of different ways. And if it touches the internet, which was one of the biggest complaints that I had about these systems, they're supposed to be air-gapped, and they weren't. So if it touches the internet, anybody with wireless access, anybody with wired access, anybody with cellular access can touch that machine. So you can't tell. It's the jury tampering thing. When you get sequestered for a jury, you can't watch the news, you can't talk to your neighbor. It's the same thing. It gets outside exposure and it invalidates the whole process. So whether there's pictures or not, it's been physically proven that those machines, and they were initially used, especially Dominion's crap, was used by our country and other countries for the exact same reason, going back years. Or not years, going back as far as these digital,
beginning of these machines,
these digital voting machines have been in existence. Yeah. So from day one, the first thing that happened with them is not to benefit our society. It was, let's weaponize this to fuck with somebody else. And we weren't the ones that came up with the idea. It came out of Europe originally.
Well, so and just these Dominion machines, these are the ones that Paul Pelosi is in part of invested
well, you
into,
have
right?
to think of Dominion like a brand name, and yeah, right. I think you're right.
Yeah, because he has a lot of money involved in that.
But again, I'm still going to say this. I agree with you guys, and I agree that it's been proven that you can manipulate the machines. It's been proven that there was fraud going on with the mail trucks and the thing that's going on, but until we have the smoking gun, it just doesn't matter. Here we are, third year. We're about to come into another election
Nobody's going to do anything about it.
Nobody's going
to do anything
about it.
Regardless if they... Okay, yep, it was rigged.
I'm
now
just
what?
Saying...
They're not going to do a goddamn thing.
Anybody can dress up in a monkey suit and go through the woods and pretend to be Bigfoot.
That was our little secret.
I'm just saying, it can be done.
You still got that
and
suit?
until I believe there are big feet out there because there's too much data. No. Data. Is it data or data?
Tomato.
Yeah.
Caribbean. Anyway, I'm just saying there is a lot of hysterical data. Historical data?
It's hysterical data.
A little bit of both.
That indicates that Bigfoot exists. And the same with aliens. And the same with Nessie, the Loch Ness Monster. I don't know about the Chupacabra. That's a little far-fetched there. But until you catch the Bigfoot, it's just a conspiracy. That's all I'm saying. And I'm just frustrated and annoyed that the people that are in charge, and I ain't talking left and right. I'm talking about the people in charge.
It's deep state.
All of them. Deep state, which is in charge of the people in charge. Fuck. Don't get me started on
our
that.
Our two-party system is broken. It's been broken.
And we have one-party system.
Yeah, we have the deep
that
state.
That picks different sides.
Yeah.
To play different parts. And it's
a big
movie.
And that's to me, that's just, it almost makes me sick at my stomach, especially, the people that are saying, okay, we're the, The Republican Party is just like, oh my God, what the fuck is going on? Because there's people there that have the R next to their name, but they're not.
I'm embarrassed by the Republican Party.
I mean, I'm just.
Well, that's why I came up with the term rhino.
But the thing is, it's like either, it's just, it's a sad state of affairs, and is it actually going to get fixed? And when will that be? Will we ever see
it? Not in our lifetime.
I don't, and that's I don't think so either.
I'm gonna blame. I'll tell you what, the Constitution of the United States, this great experiment, I think is a wonderful document. I think they did a great job with it, and I'm very honored to be part of that posterity. But the sons of bitches screwed up when they didn't say people in the Senate, people in the Congress, the representatives, when they weren't going to have term limits. There's a reason you don't have term limits for Supreme Court justices, so they can't be influenced. Right. By needing to be reelected. Right. That's why it's a lifetime.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of term limits in local and state elections.
Well, they'll say, you don't have to vote for them. You can just not vote for them.
These Senate and congressional seats, man, they're just like, holy fuck, you know.
When it becomes a lifelong
job. When you hear the term professional politician, that should be a giant red flag.
We got this dementia patient, it's her commander in chief. That's all he's ever done. He didn't.
Yeah, that's his only job he's ever had.
His only job he's ever had. Except and he didn't even train, do that right.
With a train and a bus.
He flip flopped. He lied on everything. Everything. He's lied. He's flip flopped on everything. He's won. You know, it's all about, you know.
He says what he needs to say to stay in power. And you know what? It works.
Well, I don't think he's not even saying what he needs to say to stay in power because he's
not anymore.
He's already.
Well, now he's just saying what the thing in the ear says to say.
Yeah. I don't think he even knows what he's saying. He just, anyways, fucking it's.
So Tina Peterson, you said in that interview with Roseanne Barr that you had something coming out. Thursday and Friday. I don't know if this past that Thursday and Friday, past, this coming Thursday and Friday, what Thursday and Friday it is, ain't nothing out there.
Because that came out.
Mainstream media is not going to report it.
Yeah, because that came out. That recording was May 4th.
Rachel Maddow. She won't. Her hair will curly or something.
So that podcast.
She'll grow a pee-pee.
That came out March 14th. They said it was, then, which I think is Wednesday. So there was stuff that was dropping. This was last week on the 15th and then the 16th. So, and I, as soon as I watched it, I went on there and tried to find something, and there was absolutely nothing about it. So
I did the same thing.
The only thing I did see,
if her feed is on Alphabet or Facebook, they're going to stamp notice dirt on it.
There's one show that I see on YouTube, and they showed Trump's Ohio rally speech, and he was talking about the 100% tariffs on Mexico about the auto industry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
the bloodbath.
The bloodbath part. And he was talking about it, and the guy, I forget his name. He was saying, Moreno. Yeah, they're going to cut this and they're going to create a narrative on it. And after watching the Roseanne Barr episode, I went on there, and what did I see? All of this, you know, narrative bullshit from the left-wing media saying bloodbath, 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 and it was, and they get to it, and they, you know, they set it up like, okay, Trump's saying there will be a bloodbath, and then they talk about things, and then they cut it off, and not put it in context of what she was talking about. Yeah, they're cherry picking it.
It was actually said. They're not wrong. It was said.
No, it was
but
said.
It was but absolutely said. Taken out of context.
But it was not like
context matters. Context matters. Just yes. Like Black Lives.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. Reed Brothers.